Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai, haere mai ki Kiwaha. Welcome everyone to our Kiwaha podcast. I'm Shannon Honui-Thompson, ko Shannon Honui-Thompson aho, and I'm joined with...
Ko Gai Nespana, tōko ingoa. We're not necessarily all talking Kiwaha today. Kiwaha, of course, a sort of idiomatic phrase, and we've used those a lot in our series. Kiwaha, Kiwi phrases we're looking at, and today we're looking at who's been in the country. Just guess.
We've had a few... Ariki, or the Kahui Ariki from England with us. So, you know, we've been a bit of royalty.
Bit of royal watching.
So,
we thought we'd bring you some ways to talk about the royals in Te Reo Māori. And I'm going to kick off this with, if you'd seen Meghan's new dress and you wanted to say it was really styly, I hoa kua kite koe I te kakahou o Meghan, tapatapahi ana.
A tāhua ona kākahu katoa. She has really impressed me with her clothes. I probably wouldn't buy any of the ones that she's wearing, but she looks very stylish, I think.
Yeah, e kōre ai. Why not? Too expensive?
Tūtū.
So that one again, basically saying, mate, have you seen Meghan's new dress? Have you seen Meghan's new dress? It's styly. You'd say, I hoa kua ki te koe I te kaka hou o Meghan, tapatapa he ana.
And also while they were here, they were giving a lot of taonga, a lot of gifts. I was really impressed also that a lot of the stuff was made here in Aotearoa, especially the Pounamu, a green stone pendant that she wore, which was made by Jason Nathan. And I thought, you know, we've said it before, but it's a quite nice little kiwaha, ahakoa he iti he Pounamu. Despite how small it is, it's of great worth. Ahakoa he iti he Pounamu.
And you can use that in a variety of circumstances, can't you? Even from making a small speech or making a small contribution.
I think what was really interesting was how well they were received, you know, how excited people were to see them. Excitement or the hiamo, you know, tino hiamo te tini ngirongiro. So there were many who gathered, the tini ngirongiro were excited, hiamo.
I didn't know that word, hiamo.
I think there's quite a few other words. You could also say hikaka, but hiamo is quite a nice one. You know?
Yeah, it's a nice word. If you didn't like the tour and thought it was boring, you could say kia oku nei whakaaro te mutunga ke mai o te maroke, which wouldn't be terribly polite, but a good way to start a sentence, ki oku nei whakaaro, in my opinion. You'll find it's quite a nice one to start if you're in a conversation. Te mutunga ke mai o te maroke, which is pretty much saying it was really dry, really boring. If that was your view. Now, we haven't talked about Harry yet, have we?
No, poor Harry. I mean, he's kind of been in his wife's shadow a bit. And I think you've got a few words here we could use for Harry.
Piri niha, I think, is Prince, isn't it? Piri niha Hare, I think would be Prince Harry.
Yeah, though he has now got that official title, the Duke of Sussex, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So I thought another good word to know for Duke, Ruki. In Te Ao Māori, there's quite a famous Duke called, his name is Te Ruki Kawati, one of the paramount chiefs of Ngāti Hine, and he was known as the Duke. Te Ruki.
Nice. If you're really missing Meghan, I quite like this one. You could say, well, if you've got a friend who's really missing her, you could say, Tai hoa aki nei, ka wariwari a koe a Meghan. It won't be long before you forget about Meghan.
Well, I'm not too sure because I feel that they were well received here yesterday. The haka pōwhiri at Te Papai Uru Marae yesterday was amazing at Rotorua. You really saw there how much they were adored. And a good little phrase or kiwaha you could use for someone that is adored by many, ko te pakipaki a te ao.
I'm just translating that in my head, kind of almost in the literal. It would be kind of almost... someone who received the applause of the world.
Totally. Ko te pakipaki a te ao. I really love that phrase.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I'll grab that afterwards.
I thought another phrase which we could use for them, we noticed the royals do a lot of travelling. So a good little phrase for a traveller, someone that travels a lot, he waiwai kai kapua.
Oh, so waiwai is the legs.
Legs.
So this is kind of someone who moves around a lot almost.
Yeah. And waiwai kai kapua, I suppose, you know, someone that lives in the clouds. So when I say this phrase, I actually literally see someone jumping on clouds.
Kore no mai anō?
Waiwai kai kapua.
Lovely. Yeah. I'll pinch that one as well. Thanks very much, Shannon. And thanks very much for you listeners to our Ki Waha podcast. You can grab this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever it is you get your podcasts. They're available on the RNZ app and on radionz.co.nz/series2. That's us for another week with Ki Waha. Mātua.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.